Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15. This is letter number 5389. Baruch Hashem, the 24th of Nisan, Tavshi Yuzayim, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Chosid, the title Shneir Zalman Kalmanson in Tel Aviv. Shalom Uvracha. I'm responding to your express letter with that which was enclosed there, which I'm hereby returning. Over there, you're asking again, as it is the efforts for your daughter and her husband and their daughter to make aliyah, to go up to the Holy Land. His daughter was Fega with her husband, Duber Chain, and their daughter was Chana Freida Dvorim. They were still in Russia at the time. And it was asking the Rebbe, should they, the effort for that. And the Rebbe says, it is very proper. It's proper. There is no basis to push off the efforts in it, especially as we are just coming from the days of the days of our freedom. This was right after Pesach that the Rebbe wrote this letter, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out all of the Jewish people from their oppressed state to the wide with joy, with an outstretched hand, raised arm. So we bring this down also for the days that follow. So the Rebbe said this is a good time. I guess people were afraid and they refused, you become refusnikis, when they refuse you your visa. So he was concerned. And the Rebbe says, now is a good time, especially the Rebbe says, it's after Pesach. And we know our sages say on the Pasuk about the Megillah, it says, Bayomim ha'ela, that these days, when they are mentioned, so then they are also happen. So mentioning them makes them happen. So we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, it makes them happen. So it'll happen for them to go out to the freedom, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe says, when you write to your daughter and your husband and her husband, please give him over my regards. And a blessing that all of these matters that are connected should be settled in an easy way and in a good way. And the Eibishter should set, the creator of the world should place everyone, the one who creates and leads the world, in a wide way, both physically and spiritually, and in a peaceful way, in a menucha way. And the Rebbe says, for sure you are occupying yourself and spreading the wellsprings to the outside. And it is my hope that also in that you will give good news. And the Rebbe ends up with a blessing. This was written to Shneir Zalman Kalmanson of Tel Aviv, whose, I guess, daughter was still, and her husband and family were still stuck in the Soviet Union. And I guess they were concerned, a lot of people were concerned still to applies for visa. We're talking about now in 1957, but there were still issues. It wasn't so simple.
It wasn't easy at all. So
this is what the Rebbe finally tells him, that no, you should go and apply. And the Rebbe says that it will be in a way of successful. They'll come out. I would just be interested to follow up on this and to see how things went on, from there, and the Rebbe asked to give regards from him and to Hashem should place them in a good place.
That was Khrushchev.